It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
Last month, talking about the cross ties, that he's already booking things for you. You're doing pretty good on the early booking.
We're doing really good on the weddings. We've got a lot of weddings, and our idea behind this building is to give people a downtown venue that is large enough to hold large weddings and parties and corporate functions, retirement parties. We've got a couple of Christmas parties already planned. I mean, we're looking in that direction of giving someone the ability to come downtown and have an all-inclusive venue so that you can get everything that you want, from being able to cater in food, have access to food, have a stage, bring your bands in, your music acts, your DJs, whatever you want to do,
right,
and still have a capacity big enough for people to move around and be comfortable in, set up chairs. We're working on our alcohol permit to be able to serve various spirits in there and liquors. One of the other things we talked about was eventually the movies on the side of the building.
Absolutely.
That's cool.
Being able to do that outside, have families come out and be able to set up kids, let them play in the grass, watch a movie.
That'll work real nice on that side of the building.
Well, that will. We put a projector screen on it a couple times already and played with the idea with some of our families, and it turned out really well once the sun went down.
Yeah.
So there's a lot that we can do with that little block down there. The city's been very supportive. Mayor Alan Brown and Kenny Haskins, Tyler Richards over at Public Works, those guys have been super supportive. We were talking about earlier what codes can be sometimes a pain in the rear.
They can.
And I've learned that the hard way, just how much of a pain in the rear they are.
Yeah.
But with those guys,
this would work, but once you do it like this, this would be so much better.
Yes. There's actually a book that's ridiculously thick that they used a reference to, and I'm like, man, I would not want those guys' jobs at all.
They set it on the table.
Yes. You always heard that saying, it takes money to make money. I know what that means.
Yes, it does.
We've been trying to do this,
fortunately,
without spending too much crazy money. But
then you just cross your fingers that money makes more money.
Oh, it needs to. It needs to start now.
You're starting with the bookies.
Yeah.
That's going to help.
Yeah, the building
needs to be an overachiever.
The building's starting to come due. So we want to get this thing rolling.
All right. And, of course, you're talking about hopefully at Christmas time, maybe have a Christmas tree festival, things like
we're
that.
We're really pushing. We're teaming with Main Street USA, Miss Anna Dow, a couple other folks about putting together what we call a cross ties board, which is a board of people in the community that will come with us and use our venue as a starting point for various activities downtown. And one of those things we're working on right now is a Christmas festival. You always have the Christmas parade every year.
Yeah.
It draws about 20 to 30,000 people downtown.
Big.
Yes. Big.
It's a really cool deal, but as soon as the parade's over, it's like it's done.
Right.
You lose your, I don't know, it feels like almost the Christmas spirit just kind of, it's not what you would want it to be in a downtown
area.
Lose
your momentum.
Yeah. So how about we go ahead and decorate East Broad Street? How about the businesses step up and decorate their own buildings?
Mm-hmm.
We can use our property out there. We're going to try to bring in an ice skating rink.
That'd be cool.
We're going to try to bring in a snow hill.
Snow, yes. Get a snow machine. That would be amazing.
Because
it snows so much around here.
I know. Sometimes it gets into 70s and 80s in December, and I'm kind of a little nervous about that, but we're going to try it anyway. What about a Christmas tree decorating contest and bring in some of the civic organizations and the businesses and let them, let's put 100 Christmas trees up on that thing out there and have a decorating deal. Give people a place to come and congregate and hang out and with Christmas music, Santa Claus.
And with us is Brian from the Burger Joint, the chef, and Les Mon, who's just about to open Cross Ties in about a month, and he's already got things booked. If they want to book a wedding party, anniversary thing, whatever the activity is they want to book, how do they do that?
Simply contact us on our Facebook site. It's probably the easiest way to do it. When you look up Cross Ties Texarkana, just send us a message, and we're pretty good about responding within about 10 to 15 minutes and getting you in contact with somebody that can show you the building and set up and, kind of see what your needs are. And everybody calls me and they want to know, okay, what's your prices?
Right.
Well, the prices aren't out there simply because we need to know what your needs are. Prices are based on, which room in the building do you want? What time of day do you want it? How long do you going to need it for? Are you going to need tables, chairs? There's a lot of things that goes into that. So, kind of be patient with us on that we don't have all that stuff just out there.
All right, sounds good. Now, let's move on to another adventure, I guess it is an adventure, that you got going on downtown in the Old Joe's Pizza.
You want to talk about an adventure? I'm learning real hard,
I'm over here going,
I should have went and talked to Brian beforehand.
Yeah, he can give you some clues.
Welcome to it, son.
Yeah. We jumped in both feet first on this idea, and when the owner of Joe's decided he was going to shut that building down, and he's still open up on the Richmond Road. For those that enjoy Joe's Pizza, can go to Richmond Road and visit with him over there. The restaurant was set up and ready to go, pretty much, and we just had a few minor things we had to go in and do and make some changes to set up the kitchen.
Oh, where's the fun in that?
Well, starting from scratch.
Minor changes is good sometimes.
For somebody who's no experience to start from scratch, I'm feeling enough of the pressure of it. But
Yes.
We opened up what's called B&J's Downtown Dinery and Creamery. The thing that's kind of making us a little different from some of the other restaurants in town is, A, we're downtown.
Yeah.
And B, we're serving Bluebell ice cream.
I like that.
We got all of our Bluebell stuff in yesterday, so we're rocking and rolling with that. And you want to get your Bluebell waffle cones and things like that, you come see us down there crossing the federal courthouse and the post office, and we'll hook you up.
It's kind of 50-ish style?
We're going with a 50 style theme. We've got the music playing in the background and just kind of more of a relaxed atmosphere. We're open Monday through Thursday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Tell us about that menu.
Well, Friday and Saturdays we're open to 9. So we do a plate lunch special thing on Sundays for lunch only from 11 to 2. And other than that, we got your burgers, your sandwiches, your salads, and then there'll be a various plate lunch special every day that we're shooting for.
I like special.
We did a hamburger steak thing yesterday with all the side vegetables, and I think we sold 50 of those in lunch just like quick. And I ran out of all my food. You know, I've asked for everybody I got on Facebook yesterday apologizing. I said, be patient with us. We had a point where I had...
It's a double-edged sword sometimes.
It is. I had people standing outside because they couldn't get in because we didn't have any room left inside. About three-fourths of the way through lunch, we ran out of food. So I'm struggling running back and forth to the stores to get little things here, there, and yonder. Yeah.
You're in the life, as,
I bet
a,
we
as
made
we call this.
8 trips yesterday back and forth to the store for things, you know. And I called my food guy. I said, please be there tomorrow. Yeah. I need to restock on things. So it's one of those things where you learn. I've never been in the restaurant business before, but I've had some people involved that have been helping me, and it's just one of those things where I'm learning on the go. And
I know your mother-in-law can cook her tail off.
Yes.
I've sat down many a times and ate.
Yes still does. And she's got a great, that old what's the word, home cooking southern style.
Yes, she does.
She can take them squash and mix it with stuff, and I'm just like, how does she do that, you know?
Memories.
Yes, I bet.
I'm not in on this secret.
You can go down.
I know a lot of people, John.
You can go down to the
trust
diner.
Me. Trust
you,
me on this.
You know Les's mother-in-law, and that she's a great cook.
Well, if
she's
you want to start talking about how old he is here, and ask him how he knows my mother-in-law.
You really?
And he was in the youth group.
That way, yeah.
Remember those hats we were talking about?
Yeah.
Wearing?
Yeah.
He was involved in a youth group.
I was in a youth group back in the day.
Oh.
Yeah. So
okay.
Right. We fed a lot of kids.
Gotcha.
And she cooked a lot of meals for those kids.
I gotcha.
Okay. And myself.
Yeah.
And we liked it.
Well, I like it. I like the theme. I like the 50 theme. I like the creamery, the Bluebell. Great location right across from the post office, where you talked about the fact that people do go get their picture taken in 2 states.
I did not realize how many people actually did that until I've been sitting down there on my off days working at the restaurant and see the people that go over there. There's almost somebody over there constantly.
The Michigan tags, the New York tags.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of motorcycles. You'd be surprised how many people traveling on motorcycles that come through and they park right in front of it and they fix a picture of their bike sitting on state line.
Right.
In Texas and Arkansas.
Half of it in one state, half of it in the other.
Yeah. I mean, that thing down there is real popular. We were talking earlier about their history of downtown, and I'm learning a lot more about that. So I encourage people to go downtown and learn about what used to be down there.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to bring some of that back. And we're looking forward to, I'm thinking 18 months, 2 years from now, downtown's going to look completely different than what's going on down there.
I think you're right with the Grimm and the Texas National Bank buildings being turned into apartment complex. More people living down there, more businesses like you opening one business at a time. It is coming back. We got Brian, the chef.
Here I am.
From the Burger Joint. He's the chef. He's Santa's helper. He's so many different things. And then we've had Brothers Keepers. And we've got Les Mon, of course. And a lot of people know Les from the Texarkana, Arkansas Police Department. And he is that. But he's also a lot of other things as well. He's got Cross Ties that is going to hopefully be kicking open in about a month. And he's already booking. And we'll talk about how to book one more time. He's got the Creamery. What is the exact name of the Creamery again?
B&J's Downtown Diner and Creamery.
I can't wait to go to there.
Yeah, I may happen this weekend, as a matter of fact. Because I promised my daughter we'd do that. She saw it. But it's right across the street from the downtown post office or federal courthouse, if you'd rather call it that, in the old Joe's Pizza building. Joe's has moved to just their Richmond Road location, so we got to try out the new 50-style creamery there. But before we kind of wrap it up, we always play a little quick game with our guests, and we're going to do that right now with Brian and Les, so y'all don't look at the screen and cheat.
All right. Right. Look at each other. Hey.
Yeah. All of the following movies were scheduled to open today, but of course, COVID, they've kind of put all that off, except for one. One is a made-up thing. Which one is it? Spy the Lie. Okay. Miss Juneteenth, Star Dog and Turbo Cat, Escape from Schmidt Castle, Annie, or Followed. Which one of those is a made-up thing? The rest of them are real.
I've been out of the movie thing with COVID so long. I don't even know where to begin to start to think on that one.
Take a guess. Any guess?
Brian?
They're coming back out with Annie?
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, I think I heard something about that one, so that was probably true.
Miss Juneteenth, Stardog, and Turbo Cat, Escape from Schmidt Castle, Annie, or Followed? Which
escape,
one?
Escape from Schmidt Castle.
That's what you're going with?
I'm
going to
go with that one.
Okay, you are correct.
Escape. Oh, that Stardog thing sounds a little far-fetched.
Yeah, it did, but
it was a cartoon on Nickelodeon,
it was,
I believe.
Actually, yeah. Escape from Schmidt Castle is not real. The rest of them
there
are.
There you go. Brian got lucky.
All of the following, all of the following are titles of lesser-known Dr. Seuss books, except for one, You Spy the Lie. Scrambled Eggs Supper, The Ants Come A-Marching, McElligot's Pool, The King's Stilts, or Thidwick, The Big-Hearted Moose. Which one's not a Dr. Seuss?
You said the good-hearted moose?
A good-hearted, big-hearted moose.
Big-hearted. I don't know. That just sounds a little, that don't sound real Dr. Seuss-y.
So he's going with the moose. What'd you say?
I don't know. The moose.
Okay. Unfortunately, it was The Ants Come A-Marching. Apparently, there was a big-hearted moose.
Okay. Now you're going to make me have to look for it.
And this is the final one. All the following names for pancake syrups have already been taken except for one. Okay. Hungry Jack, Log Cabin, Maple Grove, Dutch Gold, or Stonewall Kitchen. Which one's not a pancake? No,
they all sound legit.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
When you hear them.
Yeah.
So,
I've never heard of Maple Grove.
I think I've heard of the, you said the Log Cabin?
Log Cabin,
I've heard
of
that one. Maybe Stonewall Kitchen?
Let's see here. Maple Grove.
There we go.
Stonewall, apparently there is a Stonewall Kitchen out there, so we didn't know about that. But once again, Les, if somebody wants to book an event for the Cross Ties, what do they need to do?
Best thing to do is go to our Facebook page and send us a message. Face page. Yeah, you can find us on Facebook at Texarkana Cross Ties Venue, or you can find us at www.texarkanacrossticestexarkanavenue.com, and either one of those, you can send us a message, and we usually get back within 10 or 15 minutes and try to set up a time for you to come in and figure out what your needs are and see if we can, you know, hopefully make your dreams come true.
All right, and check out his new 50-cell restaurant and creamery right across from the post office downtown. I plan on doing that. And thank you so much for what you and people like you are doing to help bring downtown back together. It takes a lot of effort, takes a lot of time, takes a lot of money, and we appreciate you doing that. And come back in again soon, okay?
Good deal.
And when you're downtown, eat at Les's. When you're on North State Line, north of the interstate, eat at Brian's Burger Joint.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.